Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 46 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
A couple of them are going to Tijuana to work at a migrant clinic in March.
A pro-immigration group is gaining support in Moorhead.
A resume blitz began today at Moorhead State.
A Rowan County Circuit Clerk is promoting organ donation.
Brady Industries' ousted CEO is suing the corporation.
Flooded counties in southeast Kentucky are getting grant monies for cleanup.
An Argolite man has been indicted on rape charges.
A teen is dead after a suspected animal attack in Knox County.
In sports, Rowan County's girls basketball team travels to Bath County tonight.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Increasing cloud tonight with a low around 25. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
A local group promoting immigration reform says they are continuing to see a positive response from the community. Moorhead Concerned Citizens for Migrants began hosting a film series this month featuring the docuseries Living Undocumented. Ann Colbert is with the group. She says the first showing on February 6th had about 50 people in attendance, and the discussion following the film was quite productive.
We had kind of a letter-writing campaign to some of our congresspeople. I was able to hand-deliver letters to Senator McConnell and Rand Paul and Representative Rogers the next week, and they all showed interest. And most of our letters were wanting the congresspeople to consider immigration reform. They were quite receptive to that.
Moorhead Concerned Citizens for Migrants will continue hosting the screenings and discussions at the First Baptist Church on Main Street in Moorhead on the first Thursday of every month through August.
The first day of the resume blitz at Moorhead State University has wrapped up. The annual event hosted by MSU's Career Services gives attendees the opportunity to have their resumes examined by area business associates and provide advice on how to present themselves to potential employers. Megan Boone is the Director of Career Services at Moorhead State University.
We've got employers who are volunteering their time to look over student resumes, really trying to get those resumes polished up before a career and internship fair. We've got a really good mix of organizations that are volunteering their time. We've got Lexington Police Department, Speedway, Vector Marketing, and then we have CentOS, Enterprise, and Transamerica.
The resume blitz resumes tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the second floor of the Adrian Dorian University Center at MSU.
The Rowan County Circuit Clerk's Office is encouraging residents to register as organ donors this month. Less than 1% of Kentucky's population are registered. Meanwhile, one donor can impact as many as 75 individual recipients. Deputy Clerk Melissa Davis says the Circuit Clerks of Kentucky started a Trust for Life several years ago.
It is basically to help fund research and just education for organ donors, recipients, and donors themselves. And we raise money for that. When you go to get your driver's license, you have the option to donate. All that money goes to the trust and kind of gets the word out there about how important organ donation is.
For more information on organ donation or to donate to Trust for Life, visit donatelifeky.org.
Montgomery County residents are mourning a photographer who had become a fixture in the local community. Mike Hansen spent 46 years living in Montgomery County, but passed away suddenly last week after falling ill. Students at Montgomery County High School spoke with LEX18 about his passing.
We all considered him a friend, all of us, because of all the support he's given to our community.
Anything Mike Hansen could be at, he was there, because he wanted to. We were his family.
Hansen was described as the photographer everyone turned to for important life events like proms, graduations, and sporting championships. Kaufman Funeral Home in Mount Sterling is handling the arrangements.
The ousted CEO of Brady Industries, which is set to build a new aluminum mill near Ashland, is taking the company he founded to court. The former executive argues the company's board removed him from the job without notice or explanation. Craig Bouchard argues the company's board violated a voting agreement that gave him control over board membership and dealt Brady a setback when it dismissed him from the top post. Kentucky is partnering with the company on the mill to the tune of $15 million, and the leadership turmoil has raised concerns about the project. Lawmakers recently brought company executives before a committee to answer questions. But Bouchard describes his ouster as unexpected, saying the board gave no notice or reason for the action. His lawsuit seeks to remove board members who made that decision. Brady still needs to raise another $500 million to begin construction on the $1.7 billion aluminum plant.
The Floyd County Fiscal Court approved a motion that will create a public transportation system. WYMT reports that the court will use resources they already have that mainly transport senior citizens. Now those services will be open and free to the public with additional routes. Local business owners say a public transportation service would be very useful. Judge Executive Robbie Williams said the plans to release a transportation schedule soon.
The 12 counties in southeastern Kentucky that were declared a state of emergency were provided with grant funding for flood cleanup this week. The Energy and Environment Cabinet announced that $500,000 in grant funding is available. Bell County Judge Executive Albie Brock tells WYMT the grant will allow for safer disposal of debris.
This grant will help us take it through our solid waste station, which will have it disposed of properly. If you take out our ability to be able to help those folks, you're talking about, you know, they would be burning mattresses and plastics and, you know, things that shouldn't be burnt, not just for the environment, but for that person's health as well, you know, inhaling some of that.
State officials encourage people to put debris on the edge of the property so it can be collected properly.
Distilled spirit sellers looking for signs of relief in the U.S.-EU trade wars went home from a recent Louisville conference with little to show for it. As WUKY's Josh James explains, Senator Mitch McConnell was asked at the gathering whether President Trump could back down from tariffs that led to a 27% drop in exports to the European Union last year.
WDRB-TV reports McConnell had few words of encouragement for U.S. distillers who want to see a drawdown in European whiskey tariffs. Instead, the senator opted for a broad defense of Republican economic policies, including the 2017 tax cuts. While the industry continues to enjoy growth, leaders say the 25% EU taxes on whiskey, enacted in response to Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum, are slowing that growth. McConnell told the U.S. Distilled Spirits Council meeting that he's, quote, not much of a fan of trade wars, but he has so far been unable to sway the president on the issue. The senator went on to tell WDRB that discussions remain underway about relief for the bourbon industry, and there is, quote, some level of optimism. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center, presenting the Moorhead Antique and Art Market March 6th and 7th at the Moorhead Conference Center. Vendors from Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, juried art market and professional appraisers, 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th. The Moorhead Antique and Art Market, March 6th and 7th at the Moorhead Conference Center in downtown Moorhead.
An Argolite man accused of raping a minor over a four-year period was indicted last week by a Greenup County grand jury. 51-year-old Mark Miller is accused in a 14-count indictment of raping a minor between January 2015 and December 2019 in Greenup County. The indictment, issued February 13th, states the victim was 12 when the abuse started and 15 when it ended. Miller has been charged with first-degree rape, 2 counts of second-degree rape, 4 counts of third-degree rape, 2 counts of third-degree sodomy, and 5 counts of first-degree sexual abuse. According to the Daily Independent, first-degree rape is a Class B felony carrying with it a penalty of between 10 and 20 years in prison, while second-degree rape carries with it between 5 and 10 years in prison. The rest of the charges are Class D felonies carrying with them 1 to 5 years. If convicted on any of the charges, Miller would have to register as a sex offender.
A Russell man shot in an incident early Sunday morning has died. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
31-year-old Brett Browning was shot by a homeowner just after 1:30 Sunday morning. He was flown to Cable Huntington Hospital, where he remained in critical condition until he passed away late Sunday night. According to WSAZ, the incident was first reported as a home invasion, but investigators are ruling out those reports. No charges have been filed at this time, and Browning's body has been taken to the Kentucky State Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy. For WMKY, I'm Lori Likens.
The body of a teenager was found in Knott County after a suspected animal attack. It's not clear what type of animal attacked the child, and law enforcement is hoping an autopsy will provide more answers. State Trooper Jody Sims tells WKYT calls as difficult as these are part of the job.
It's a really difficult thing to go through, but, you know, part of being a professional in law enforcement or as a first responder, you got to take care of business first, and then you got to deal with that yourself too, to some degree. But obviously, the biggest focus has to be on this family at this time.
Law enforcement is working to confirm the age of the child.
14 horses are now in the care of animal control in Boyle County after officials found the horses in dire state. The horses were found with a foot of fecal matter in their stalls and were not provided with food or water. Boyle County Judge Executive Howard Hunt tells WKYT the owners have not admitted to any wrongdoing.
I chose not to talk to them because I didn't want to say something I would regret, because I was so incensed and upset by what I saw. Don't let it get to the point where there have to be criminal charges filed for animal cruelty. There's people that are willing to step up and help.
Hunt says there is now a warrant out for the arrest of the horse's owner. They have been charged with animal cruelty.
A retired police officer was killed in an ATV accident in Boyd County. WMKY's Rachel Turner has the story.
The Boyd County Sheriff's Department says Danny Mooney died in an accident on his property. According to WKYT, Mooney retired from the Ashland Police Department and was currently working as a security officer at a federal building. Mooney's funeral arrangements are pending. For WMKY News, this is Rachel Turner.
Taking a look at the weather. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 16. Friday, sunny with a high near 40. Friday night, clear with a low around 15. Saturday, sunny with a high near 50. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52. Sunday night, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 35. Monday, a 70% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 47.
Taking a look at current temperatures around the region, it's 45 degrees in Winchester and Mount Sterling, 44 over in Lexington, 47 in Ashland and Grayson, 46 in Inez, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 46 degrees. On our feature segment today, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet will upgrade 6 miles of U.S. 60 around the Rowan-Bath County line this year as part of a Highway Safety Improvement Program project. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
The project includes realigning a sharp curve at Bluestone and replacing the Kentucky 801 intersection at Farmers with a mini roundabout, as well as pavement improvements, new rumble strips, improved roadway markings, new guardrails, and signs on US 60 from Cherry Lane at Midland and Bath County to Bluestone Road in Rowan County. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says the project focuses on improving existing roadways without changing the route of travel.
Sometimes we can take a curve out or we can modify the roadway just a little bit with different paving techniques so that, you know, a sharp curve is not as sharp as it once was. So, you know, these are the types of things we're looking to do along US 60.
One new feature that the project will bring is a mini roundabout at the US 60 Kentucky 801 intersection. Blair says the intersection has warranted some changes due to the high number of incidents that have occurred there.
The existing four-way stop, even though we have flashing beacons and oversized signs and things like that, we're still seeing a number of severe crashes. Too many that, you know, we're trying to take a measure that would help improve the traffic flow.
That is where the mini roundabout comes into play. He says it's a much safer alternative to the current four-way stop.
Roundabouts help move traffic more safely because traffic has changed. Instead of crossing paths, you know, at a four-way stop, you know, one at a time you cross the other lane of traffic. But a roundabout will put everybody into the same circle so there's only right yielding movements of the car. So you're not really pulling across a roadway in front of people, which is where we see the majority of our crashes at the 801 intersection currently.
The only potential issue with the upcoming roundabout is how new it is to the area. Many roundabouts are typically featured in more urban and developed areas, so this will be the first one implemented in the Rowan County region. Blair says many people may not know about the upcoming road changes, much less what to do when encountered with a roundabout.
So, you know, we hope to go around and do some educational programs throughout the area and try to post some social media videos on driving roundabouts, and just talk to folks about how those work. So, you know, we hope to do that within the coming months as, you know, we move toward the construction season, which will take place this summer.
Traffic will be impacted in areas during the project, but Blair says that can't be helped due to the number of things going on during that time period.
You know, it's unavoidable when you're working in the roadway. Along with this project, a separate paving project is coming too. So we'll have some resurfacing going on along that section of US 60 as well.
Right now, there's no concrete information about funding or the cost of the project, but more information is coming soon.
We may be able to have some information about that next week when we have our public meeting. We're just going to gather there. The Farmers Christian Church has graciously let us use their facility to come together with some local folks and just kind of talk to them about the project, let them know what's coming, answer any questions they might have.
State Highway Engineers will be at the meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. February 20th at the Farmers Christian Church Fellowship Hall on Kentucky 801 South near the U.S. 60 intersection. The public is invited to attend. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
It's 4:46 and 46 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Nacogdoches Miller and Sarah Mead, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. Keneally Roberts has a look at sports right after this timeout. Support for MSPR comes from the Mountain Arts Center, presenting the Tedeschi Trucks Band in concert 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Award-winning vocalist Susan Tedeschi and husband Derek Trucks, a 15-year veteran of the Allman Brothers Band. Grammy Award winners, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, on tour supporting their latest release, Signs. The Tedeschi Trucks Band at the Mountain Arts Center, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Tickets and information online at macarts.com.
The Round County Girls Basketball Teams travels to Bath County tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Keneally Roberts. The Vikings are on an 8-game win streak going into tonight's matchup, while the Lady Cats have lost 3 of their last 5 games. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes says tonight's game will be a preview for next week's 61st District first-round game.
So we're not going to do a whole lot, you know, to kind of show our hand. We have some different things we want to try, but we'll probably wait until next week when district tournament comes around, because you don't want to show all that stuff tonight, and you know Coach Carter gets a chance to watch all that and work on that all weekend long and come up with a different game plan for us, and you know, because he does a great job of that stuff.
Tip off tonight in Owingsville is set for 7:30 p.m. Taking a look at other girls' regional action tonight, Fairview travels to Paintsville tonight. The 20-6 Lady Eagles will face off with the 8-18 Lady Tigers at 7 p.m. Fleming County hosts Martin County at 7:30 p.m. The Panthers are 13-16 on the season, while the Lady Cardinals stand at 18-8. In 16th Region boys action tonight, Elliott County welcomes West Carter at 7:30. The Comets stand at 14-11 on the season, while the Lions have a 7-13 record. We'll have scores from all of tonight's matchups tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Rowan County boys basketball team is gearing up for its final game of the regular season. The 22-7 Vikings host Mason County Thursday night. The Royals are coming in at 16-10 on the season. Rowan head coach Sean Thacker is proud of the way his team has been playing. Here he is after Monday night's win at Bath County.
I thought our focus on both ends of the floor were really good. Thought we did a great job defensively, especially. It started there. Defense and rebounding. You know, we did a good job on, you know, they're a really good three-point shooting team. Patton's really good inside. You know, I mean, they're in the top 50 in the state in scoring. And to be able to hold them under 50 points was a great defensive accomplishment.
Game time in Morehead on Thursday is set for 7:30 p.m. The Morehead State University basketball teams are looking to bounce back after tough games against two in-state rivals last week. The teams dropped contests against Eastern Kentucky University and Murray State, but now return home to take on Belmont and Tennessee State this week. Greg Todd, head coach of the Morehead State University women's basketball team, says the team made some slip-ups during last week's games, but they are making improvements.
I thought come back and played much better on Saturday, but just didn't end up being enough. We competed hard, and Murray's a pretty good team on their home floor, and we had a chance to win. We were heading the fourth quarter, but just didn't quite get it done.
The women's team will be the first to tip off against Belmont tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The Morehead State University men's basketball team didn't fare any better during their matchups last week, but they've since returned to put in the work on the practice court. The men's team will face Belmont following the women's game tomorrow evening. Head coach Preston Spradlin says moving forward, the team is going to be making some adjustments on how they get to the rim.
And so that's kind of been our Achilles here lately, is shooting the ball from the perimeter. And I'm optimistic that with some better execution and some shot allocation and a little bit of confidence coming down the stretch here, that if we can get to shooting the ball like we're capable of doing, it's going to change our fate a little bit. But disappointed with the losses, but pleased with the effort that our guys put forward.
Tip-off for the men tomorrow evening is set for 7 o'clock. On the course for the first time this spring, Morehead State men's golf picked up and captured a sixth consecutive top four finish as the team finished third at the George Washington President's Day match play event. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
The Eagles scored an opening round victory against host George Washington before a narrow semifinal round loss to Ohio Valley Conference foe Austin Peay. Morehead State took down Florida Gulf Coast in the third place match. Redshirt sophomore Mason McGee walked away with the individual championship, defeating both Stephen Brown and Eugene Kim of George Washington by scores of 4-3, 4-2, and 4-3. Morehead State returns to action at the Tiger Invitational presented by Jason Duffner in Opelika, Alabama. The event hosted by the Auburn Tigers tees off from RTJ Grand National on March 8th through 10th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
And finally in sports this afternoon, experts are digging into the dirt, literally, at horse racing tracks nationwide in an effort to find a solution in the spate of fatal injuries to thoroughbreds. Wave 3 reports the consistency of the track surface might be the key. That's according to Michael Peterson, director of the University of Kentucky Agriculture Equine Programs. Peterson investigated the 2019 fatalities at California's Santa Anita, where 49 horses died in 12 months of racing. He also investigated at Churchill Downs in 2018 after 4 horses died. The Jockey Club in Lexington announced Tuesday it was investing more than $750,000 in new equipment developed at Peterson's lab to test tracks across the country. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Men's and women's basketball hosts Belmont tomorrow night. The women's game begins at 5 p.m. The men tip off at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The markets rose today as both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ hit record highs as tech shares outperformed while investors continued to weigh the coronavirus's impact on the global economy. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 115.84 at 29,348.03. The S&P 500 was up 15.86 at 3386.15, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 84.44 at 9817.18. Apple shares were strong today, rising 1.5%, and the Technology Select Sector Spider ETF, which tracks the S&P 500 tech sector, gained more than 1% to hit an all-time high. Tesla jumped more than 6.5% after an analyst at Piper Sandler hiked his price target on the electric car maker to $928 a share from the previous $724. And tech was strong in general today, and of course, earnings continue to be in focus. Garmin was up more than 6% after reporting better-than-expected earnings. On the flip side, though, Groupon was extremely hard hit today, down more than 40% after a bad earnings miss. The China Health and the Coronavirus News, China's National Health Commission reported an additional 1,749 cases of the coronavirus nationwide, and that is the lowest number of newly confirmed cases since late January. And that news, of course, helped the markets today. Oil rallied very strongly, finishing with a gain of 2.4% at $53.30 a barrel. Gold was up 0.7% at $1,614.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day, with the Stock 600 index up 0.8%. And in Asia, most markets were up, with the Nikkei up 0.9%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.5%. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up $2.08 at $163.79, Fifth Third Bank up 40 cents at $29.64, UPS up 29 cents at $106.71, Marathon Petroleum up $1.19 at $57.66, and Anthem was up $1.64 to finish at $304.09. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 16. Friday, sunny with a high near 40. Friday night, clear with a low around 15. Saturday, sunny with a high near 50. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52. Sunday night, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 35.
Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, Four Paws for Ability and Morehead State University's Service Dog Program will visit Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Morehead from noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. Early readers can practice their skills and the service dogs can practice listening. The event is free and open to the community.
The Morehead Theater Guild will hold auditions at the Round County Arts Center for its spring production of Motherhood Out Loud. Auditions will be held on Monday, February 24th at 7:30 p.m. and Tuesday, February 25th at 6 p.m. For more information, contact Dana Reeder at 784-5669.
Grammy Award winners the Tedeschi Trucks Band will be in concert at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Reserved seat tickets range from $92.
The MSU Concert Choir is hosting a chili dinner and concert on Thursday, February 27th at the First Baptist Church in Morehead. Dinner begins at 5:30 p.m. and the concert is at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for students. Proceeds support tours by the MSU Concert Choir and chamber singers.
The Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, March the 2nd, at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
MSU's Office of Career Services will host a spring career fair from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, March 4th, inside the Adrian Doran University Center at Morehead State University. Meet employers, receive information on graduate schools, find jobs and internships. There's no cost to attend, and it's open to the community. More information at 783-2233.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Morehead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, March the 5th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free t-shirt. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Rachel Turner, Sarah Fashipe, Keneally Roberts, Chaz Jenkins, Lori Likens, and Sarah Mead. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Paul Miles, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Cody Robinson. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.